Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lolick. Robinson moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Blair reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Frean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with bunker covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0 for 1 in the game. Etchy Barron hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matchick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Wayne Comer now playing left field. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Fred Lasher now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunker takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Bunker moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Eddie Watt now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash pinch hits for Wayne Cummer. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing left field. Norm Cash now playing first base. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price pinch hits for Darryl Patterson. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Buford reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Bellinger bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave May now playing left field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup moves to third. One out. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.